As we continue our series of shiurim of the obligation of parents, of father, to support his children, the Gemara on Daf Nun Amud Aleph teaches us, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ashrei Shomrei Mishpat, Oseh Tzedakah B'chol Eish. Worthy are the people who follow the rules of Hashem that always do tzedakah. And the Gemara asks the obvious question, V'chi efshel la'aseh tzedakah b'chol eish? Is it possible to do tzedakah all of the time? Says the Maradosh Rabbi Senu Shabbat Yavna Va'amri, La Rabbi Lazar, it was either the Rabbi Nesenu and Yavna or Rabbi Lazar who said, that what does the Pasuk refer to? Zabon Bonav B'noisvik Shein K'tanim. That it refers to someone who gives support to his children, and that's considered tzedakah. Somebody who raises an orphan in his home, a messiah. So as we discussed in our previous year, the halacha clearly differentiates between children who are below 6 years old and children who are above 6 years old. And as we learned in our previous shurim, the words of the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer, Simon Ayin Aleph, Sif Aleph, the first half of that Sif referred to children who are below 6 years old and the obligation to support such children. The second part of the Simon refers to children who are above 6 years old. And the Shulchan Aruch says, U'meshesh ve'elach, after a child is 6 years old, Zonon, one is obligated to support his children, B'tekonos Chachom at Shigadlu, based on the Tekonos Chazal until they become Gedolim. V'mlei Rotza, and if a father refuses to support his children who are above 6 years old, Goyarem Boy, we scream at him, U'machlim Noisai, we embarrass him, U'poitrim Boy, we demand. And if he still refuses, we make an announcement. This individual is a cruel individual. He's refusing to support his children. And he's worse than a non-kosher bird. A bird support takes care of his children. And he doesn't. However, we can't force him. B'medva mamurim, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'she'ena omed. Only if he doesn't have the means. Avol hu omed, if he has the means, she'yesh le'mom in haroi lita in tzedakah maspekas lehem, he has the funds to support them. Mitzim emen b'karchoi, we take the funds from him, b'karchoi, v'zonar asos shegadol, and we raise those children from, until they become Gedolim. So clearly our Gemara is teaching us that, and the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that there's an obligation to support the children. However, as we pointed out, this din is somewhat different than the din of children who are below 6 years old. Here, the Paiskim say that if the children have their own financial means to support themselves, the father is not obligated to support. The father is not obligated to support them. The Paiskim, however, indicate, and we'll speak about this more as we get deeper into the shir, that Bizman Azeb, the obligation of a father to support a child is a much more serious obligation than it was in the time of Chazal. There are essentially two reasons that I saw given by the Paiskim. One is because the obligation, children live together with their mother, and as we discussed in our previous year from the Ran, that the obligation of supporting a child travels together with the obligation of supporting the obligation of supporting a child travels together with the obligation of supporting a mother, and therefore, if there's an obligation to support, children remain with their mothers. I saw Rav Avadya Yosef in a tshuva, in Shalos Tshuva Sicha V'Das, Chelik Gimel, Siman Ayin Vav, discusses that in Eretz Yisrael, it is the meaning of the Batei Dinim to demand that parents, the father, support the child is until they're 15 years old. Even though the Paiskim here say that the Shulchan Aruch says Achi Gadlu. Gadlu means till they're Gdolim, which would mean until they're 13 years old. But as I said, that now that children are together with their mothers, the halacha is that they travel together with the obligation, and as long as they're living with their mother and they're supposed to live together with their mother, that's how long one is obligated to support their children. So as we, his children, as we discuss the shaila of one's obligation to support his children, the obvious question that one needs to think about is, what is this obligation based on? On one hand, the Gemara on Daf Memtes seems to say it's a takanas usha. It's a takana that was instituted that parents are obligated to support their children. On the other hand, the Gemara that we just learned on Daf Nun seems to call it a tztaka. Oysa tztaka b'chaleis, zeh habon, zeh zon, Banov Ubenoisov. If we look in the Rambam, in Hilchus Matnas Anim, Perak Yud, Halochet HaZayin, says the Rambam, Hanoisim is on of Labanov, Labanoisov, Hagdolim, Shein Echaim, and Adim Zunasayim. Somebody who supports his children, who he's not obligated Apidin to support, Kedei Limad Benoit Torov, Alhanik Benoisov, Bederach Yishara, he supports them, he raises them, that they should act as they're supposed to. Hareza b'chal mitzvah tzedakah. It's included in the category tzedakah. The tzedakah gedolihi. And actually, not only is it considered tzedakah, but actually tzedakah gedolihi. Shekarav karav kaidim. Because, as they say, charity begins at home. And if charity begins at home, the first person that one is obligated to support are his children. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Nun Aleph, in Hilchus Tzedakah, Simen Reish Nun Aleph Sif Gimel, the words of the Shulchan Aruch are the same as the words of the Rambam. And we'll read the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Hanayisul Banav, if somebody gives tzedakah to his adult children, that he's not obligated to support them, in order to teach the boys how to learn, and to teach the girls how to act appropriately, that's considered tzedakah v'la'oid, et shetzorach l'hagdima l'cheirim. You're supposed to give them before you give everyone else. V'afilu ena b'noi v'la'oviv el kroivai, tzorach l'hagdima l'chol adam. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues here to discuss the line of preference. The line of preference, who do you have to give tzedakah to first? So it seems, from learning the Shulchan Aruch, that the, and also based on the words of our Gemara, on Daf Nun, supporting one's child would be considered tzedakah. And the question is, can you use Maisa money for supporting a child? So there's a very big discussion about this amongst the Achroinim, the Shach in Simon Resh Mem Tes, Sifkot and Gimel, quotes the words of the Maratenberg in a tshuva that says supporting one's child, one may support his child out of Maisa money. And the Maratenberg says, even if one has the ability to support them without taking Maisa money, it's still considered stalker. It's still you still may do it because it's stalker. And L'chaira, the raya for following this approach, is what we just learned in the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch, that very much connect the halachas of tzedakah to the halacha of supporting a child. It's in the same sif that discusses the halacha of who goes first and who goes second in the obligation of giving tzedakah. So clearly, it's the opinion of the... It seems to be very clear that these two halachas travel together, and the halacha of supporting a child, the support of a child may be given from Maisa money. The Taz, however, in Simon Resh Mem Tes Sif Katan Aleph, says that even though the Gemara says Ois Tzedak B'Chaleis Zazon Banav B'Noisav, says the Taz, you may not use Maisa money for supporting a child. What will the Taz do with the Gemara? That the Gemara clearly says, "Oisit tzedakah b'chaleis zeh bonav b'noisav." So I've seen that the Mefarshim try to understand the Taz. We will discuss the Taz as well. The Taz will suggest that there are two separate categories when we speak about tzedakah. There's tzedakah and there's Maisa. Meiser money cannot be used for supporting a child. Stalker money may be used. It's interesting that there's an Oruch HaShulchan. And the Oruch HaShulchan, in discussing this Shaila, in Simen Resh Mem Tes, Sif Zion, takes a very, very strong position. He says, "Nice and perutus laniim, a nice and lechol, as a yom lebnei talmid Torah, giving money to a poor person." Giving food to a yeshiva bachur, in those days the yeshiva bachurim used to eat in people's homes. Alakach oirach ani al Shabbos, taking in a poor individual to eat in your home on Shabbos. Oya suda b'yoyim, or to eat in your home during the day, kederach b'nei Yisrael, that is the meaning how Jews should invite people who need where to eat to their homes. Yochel nakas mechelka meiser. For all of these purposes, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you could use meiser funds. However, says the Aruch HaShulchan, and he uses very interesting words, Ava tzos bana benoiz vaktanim, to support your children. Avgav de dashinin, voice at stock of b'chaleis, even though we just quoted the Gemara Masechta Ksubis, dafnun, ois at stock of b'chaleis, ze azon bana benoiz vaktanim, k'tanim, mikom mokim ein ze b'chal stock. He says that's not considered stalker. Valzer drash amr chazal claim. It was only a drash that Chazal were trying to say, not a halachic decision that giving stalker, supporting children, you could use maisa money. Kloimer, the gamza mitzvah. What the pasuk was teaching us, what the Gemara is trying to teach us, is that's considered a mitzvah. However, says the Aruch HaShulchan, av chalil lachshus zeh b'chlal stalker. To think that if one is supporting his children, it's as if he's doing tzedakah, chas v'shalom. And he explains, Dim loikein, if we will say so, lo'olam mayagil aniim af pruta achas. If all the money I spend on my children, I can use maisa money, So I will have spent all of my Maisa money on that. And there won't be anything left to give to people who need stocka. And then the Aruch HaShulchan goes even a step further. Vav HaGadol Bonov Ubenoisov Ubenoseim, even if somebody is supporting his grandchildren, B'nei Bonov Ubenei B'neisov Ubenoseim, so now it's a grandchild, nearly She'ene Yochel Lachshe B'chlat Stoka Mimaiser. He says, B'nei Bonim Harein Kebonim, supporting grandchildren, you can't use Maisa money for. Aval, I'm a gal, Yosem, Yisoyim, Mishpachtoi, Shloim Mishpachtoi, Vadei Shu Stoka Gdoila, V'yichoshes Amimoyis Maisa. To support Amonim, to support Yisoyim, that you could use Maisa money. Aruch HaShulchan, taking the position of the Taz, clearly indicates that one may not use Maisa money for supporting his children. Ramosha, in a tshuva, in Yoridea, Chelik Aleph, Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, says that Bizman Azeh, one cannot support even children who are above 6 years old for Maisa money. He connects this to an issue that we discussed in the previous year, the Ran. The Ran said, and let's review this entire concept. The Ran, in explaining why supporting children below 6 years old is a separate takana from the obligation of supporting children who are above 6 years old. So the Ran's approach was that supporting children who are below 6 years old is connected to the obligation of supporting one's wife. And just like the obligation to support one's wife is a chiv of every husband, it may even be a chiv deraisa, a shera ksusa veinosa la yigra, so too, says the Ran, the supporting of children that age who are connected to the mother that is considered that obligation. Says Ramosha in that tshuva, since Bizman Hazeh, our obligation to support children are connected to their mother past the age of 6 years old. So just like in the time of Chazal, one had to support a child not from tzedakah when they're under 6 years old, Bizman Hazeh, child over 6 years old, is like in the time of Chazal, a child under the age of 6 years old. A very interesting approach. Rav Volzner Zatzal, in the Shail Satshuvas, Shevet Halevi, Chelik Hey, Simon Kuf Lamed Gimel quotes this tshuva of Ramosha, and he says that as much as Ramosha may have a good svara, he has difficulty understanding Ramosha. First of all, he says it'll turn out that according to Ramosha, there should be a nafkamina if the child is living together with the mother or not living together with the mother. If the child is not living together with the mother, so then maybe the halacha ought to be different, because the Ramosha is connecting it together. Ramosha is connecting it to the fact that the child is together with its mother. So if it's not with his mother, then even according to Ramosha, you should be able to support from tzedakah. And he says, nowhere in the Shulchan Aruch do we find that the halacha is stated that way. And therefore, again, following the approach that the Shach takes, following the literal reading of the words of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, and actually of the Gemara as well, the obligation to support a child clear clearly is an obligation that's considered tzedakah. Reb Moshe Sternbuch, in the Sefer Pshat V'Iyun, here on Daf Samech Hei Amud Beis, wants to take a different approach. His approach is that the obligation of, we have to look at what is the law. And if legally one is obligated to support his child, so then we can't use stock Maisa money to fulfill something that we're legally obligated to do. On the other hand, if it's an obligation that we're not, there is no legal, there is no obligation from the government, then he says, then you could use stock of funds. The Rev Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Derech Amunah has a different approach. His approach is that what is basic that a parent has to give to a child, you can't use Maisa money. But if a parent is going to give a child more than what a parent normally gives, then you could use Maisa money. I saw from the Sefer Avos Tzedakah, he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that any support that a parent offers to his child, bizman hazeh, until they get married, since typically children live in their parents' home until they get married, you cannot use mice money for those purposes.